You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Hello everyone, this is Roy, you're listening to the Snowplow Show. Today is November 10th, 2015, and today's show is sponsored by Reefer Badness, who is the artist behind the Go Cup song, you know, the Go Cup Places, Diabetic, whatever, whatever song. And that kind of seems fitting today, because today's show is going to be all about cups, the red cups at Starbucks. And if you don't know what I'm talking about with the red cups at Starbucks, apparently there has been a lot of controversy lately. I've been seeing articles about this all week on the internets, but I haven't actually read any of them until just today. I listened to a news report, and I'm going to play it right now. Hopefully this is a good one to listen to.
When you order a Starbucks drink, have the barista write Merry Christmas instead of your name. That's what one Facebook user is pushing for, and it's all a part of the Starbucks Christmas controversy. The coffee chain introduced its annual Red Holiday Cup last month, which normally features winter-themed designs with symbols of the season. But this year, it's a simple two-toned red, spurring chatter on social media that the cups are a war on Christmas. For Starbucks part, the company insists this year the design was meant to be a blank canvas for all customers to create their own stories. The bottom line, nothing says the holidays like a red Starbucks cup.
What a dumb controversy. So I guess the thing is that Christians are upset that the cups aren't Christmas themed this year. Instead, they're just red. They're just plain red. And I guess in the past, they've had Christmas stuff on them. Here, let me search on Google Images and I'll see what Starbucks cups used to look like. I don't go to Starbucks myself. I'm not a coffee drinker. But yeah, I see the Starbucks cups, the old ones. There are cups, they're red cups, and they have Christmas ornaments on them. And here's one with a snowman, here's one with a reindeer. You know, just basic Christmas things. There's one with a caroler singing on it. So in the past, they have been Christmas-themed cups. This year, they're just doing plain red. They're going for a minimalist theme, which I don't see the problem with. And I guess I read somewhere that they're not allowed to say Merry Christmas to you, and people are freaking out about that. It seems crazy to me that anyone would really care one way or another about this. First world problems, I guess. Anyway, today I did a live show and I called up a bunch of Starbucks locations and got them to do various weird things with their red cups. And that's what I'm going to play for you right now. This is the live show from earlier today. Hazel B says I should tell them to destroy all the red cups.
Starbucks, this is Hannah. Can I help you?
Hi, this is David from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Hi.
Hi. Have you switched out the red cups yet?
To just the normal cups?
Yeah, because we can't do the red cups anymore. There's been a boycott, and we're just going to switch back to the normal cups.
Oh, really? Okay.
Is there any way...
That's crazy.
Like, do you have plenty of the old style cups still, right?
I believe we do. I just have to look for them. They're up at the top, but I just got to switch them out.
Oh, could you do that real quick?
Yeah, I will.
And are there any customers in the store right now that have red cups in their hands?
Let me check. There are a few, yes.
Okay. Could you just set the phone down while I'm on the phone and just kind of replace those with normal cups? Just tell them they can't have the red cups.
Like we, yeah, of course.
We can't have.
Should we just remake their drinks in?
Yeah,
normal
just
cups?
Just pour them into the new cups.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
I'll keep you on the phone for that. Time.
How many people are there?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. Yeah, I could.
All right,
I
and
could
then I'll
hold.
Get them switched out right now.
Yeah, if you could just switch them out real quick, because corporate's saying we have to do that.
All right, sounds good.
Okay.
Just 1 second.
We can't hear, but I heard her say, "Hey, Abby," and then she said something about all the red cups.
No red cups, no red cups.
So this is good radio, isn't it? Listen to the background of a Starbucks.
So it looks like we actually don't have any of the white cups, so I have to call my boss and ask her to bring some of those down real quick.
We're going to have to close down the store until you get those in there.
We have to close down the store?
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I thought you would still have some there.
No, you're fine. We'll just get that taken care of as soon as we can.
Okay, how long will it take her to get there?
I have to call her, so maybe within an hour.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, that's great. It'll just be an hour.
All right, sounds good.
All right. Also, make sure if anyone asks you to say Merry Christmas, you comply, because they're really freaking out about that.
Oh, okay.
Just
gotcha.
Tell them Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays and say something nice about Jesus.
All right.
If you could, that'd be great.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Bye. I should have got a customer on the line. Why didn't I do that? They're shutting down the store for an hour. Yeah, Airhead, I should say that the red cups are, you know, those are for vaginal bleeding awareness thing. Whatever you just said, I should say that we stole that from them.
Starbucks, how can I help you?
Hi, this is Glenn from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Hi, how's it going?
Pretty good. I'm just calling you to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
Yeah, give me 1 second.
Okay.
Let me go see if I have someone, if they're...
Yeah, let them know that we'll mail them a gift card for some free drinks if they do just a quick survey. It just takes a minute.
Okay, let me go ask someone. Did either of you guys want to do a customer survey? I have a corporate guy that just called and said, if you want, they'll send you a gift card. So I'll give you this in case they have some information for you to write down as well.
Hello?
Hello, this is Craig from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Hey, Craig, how are you?
Pretty good. I just wanted to do a quick survey.
Absolutely.
Okay, so question number one, what do you think of our red cups?
It's Christmassy. That's what comes to mind.
No, that's the point. It's not supposed to be Christmassy. It's just red. It's like it's Nazi red, basically.
Right, well, it's Christmas music going on here, so I don't know. That's why it made me feel like that, but...
They've already turned on their Christmas music?
Yeah.
Oh, that's bullshit. They're not supposed to do that until the 15th.
Oh.
I'm going to write up that lady. I'm going to write her up. This is going to be strike three for her. It's like, it's supposed to be Confederate red, though.
The cup?
Yes.
Right.
And
I don't know, like the display here, you walk in and there's a big Christmas blend display, 2015 vintage coffees and the red box for the Christmas blend, and then there's a big hearts and cups filled next to the return of the chestnut praline latte sign thing that you got next to it. So I don't know, it just all ties in. That's what it looks like.
She's such an idiot. No, actually, until the 15th, we're not doing the Christmas cups yet. The red is supposed to signify awareness for vaginal bleeding.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what the red means. Does it really look Christmassy? Are there any snowflakes or reindeer or anything like that on the cups?
I'm not sure. It's not really.
It's supposed to be Thanksgiving music.
Right.
This is bullshit. I mean, when you hand the phone back to that lady, you're going to see a lady get fired.
Oh.
You're going to see her start crying and run out of the store. So I'm going to fire her ass.
I'm assuming this is a joke.
Oh, no. If you can hand it back. And I'll make sure...
I don't see anybody at the moment. There's a person behind the counter, but it wasn't the person who handed me the phone.
Oh, well, if you can hand the phone back to that person, and I'll make sure you get your gift card.
All right. Here you go.
All right, thanks.
Hey, man. Oh, your phone left over there?
No,
I see.
Ah, no! They hung up on me. That is bullshit. Bullshit!
Starbucks, this is Jordan. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Thomas from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Okay.
And I just
How can I help you, Thomas?
Hi, I just needed to find out, do you have the red cups there? Have you started with the red cups?
Yeah, I believe that we're just finishing out our white ones, but we've started putting out the holiday cups.
Okay, well, there's been a problem with those. I don't know if you've heard about the controversy with the red cups.
Oh, yes, there has.
Yeah. Well,
I did hear about that.
Yeah, we're going to have you turn all of the red cups inside out. I mean, they're white on the inside, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, if you could just turn them in, I'm sorry, if you could just turn them inside out. Like every...
How do I do that? I've never heard of that before.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, it's because of the controversy, and people are freaking out. They're saying they're Nazi cups.
Oh, geez.
And all this crazy stuff, and they're, I don't know, some weird thing about Christians. I just don't get it. But,
okay.
Yeah, like, could you take one of the cups right now and just turn it inside out? You can see how to do it. It's pretty easy.
Turn inside out.
If you do it near the phone so I can hear it, I can tell if you're doing it right.
Huh. Give me one sec.
Is it working?
I don't... Hang on. I might be able to get it. Just give me one sec.
All right. And then you'll get on the highway. Just going.
Yeah. Hi, welcome to Starbucks. What can we get for you?
I need to tell you.
Corporate calls?
And that's who's on the phone right now, and they want us to turn all of our red cups inside out to white. I've never done that before, and I don't know how.
I'm so sorry. Hold on just a sec.
What?
That's not a thing. You can't turn cups inside out.
I don't know.
We still have some white cups, though.
Okay. Do you want me to...
We don't have any venti white cups. We're going to have to use red cups.
Because of all of the controversy with the red cups.
That's ridiculous. Tell them that it's...
Okay.
Come on.
So, I don't... physically know how to turn the cup inside out, so we do still have the white cups, so we can use those for the time being until I can talk to my manager, but I just talked to her right now, and she doesn't know how to do that either.
Oh, well, no, it's okay. I can walk you through it if you just get a red cup out real quick.
Okay, I have one.
All right, now just kind of peel it the opposite way. The opposite way, you know, just kind of shift it.
The opposite way. All right.
Like, push the bottom.
So you push the bottom, like, in?
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
It just pops out.
Yeah, push the bottom in, and it should just turn right around.
Okay, I think I may have got it. Just one sec.
You won't let me off the phone until I do it. He says you just push the button in. He said what? He says that you just... push the bottom in and it turns around. I'm sorry, but then I'm going to be touching people's cups.
Yeah.
Wash your hands.
Okay. I'll take over for you.
Hi, I'm so sorry. So turning the cups inside out, that's going to make it so that we're touching inside each of it and every cup.
Well, wash your damn hands then.
I can wash my hands, but I don't understand why I can't just use my white cups.
Well, no, because we have all these red cups. We can't let them go to waste. We need to turn the cups inside out.
I think that this is... can I call back?
Yeah, if you want to. Yeah, sure.
Okay, thanks.
But, I mean, if you can't turn them inside out, she could just use scissors and tape, maybe?
I think that you're messing with us.
No, I'm not messing with you. I'm from the corporate office.
I don't think so, but thank you so much. I'm going to call back.
I can give you my partner number if you don't believe me.
Can I just call corporate back in a little bit?
If you want to, sure, but they're going to tell you the same
perfect
thing. God damn it, motherfucker.
Okay, perfect.
Shit.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Well, thank you, Gyro, or Euro, or whatever your name is. That was pretty great. Turn the cups inside out. That was amusing. I can't believe they just, that one girl tried to do it. She's like, I think I got it now. Yes, and his other suggestion is fill the toilets with bleach and dip all the cups inside. I think we should try that one somewhere else. Still sick, by the way. Still coughing a bunch. Having coughing fits. Keep having to mute. But not as bad as the other day.
Good afternoon, Starbucks. This is Courtney. May I help you?
Hi, this is Mark from the corporate office with Starbucks.
From where?
From the corporate office with Starbucks.
Oh, perfect. What can I help you with?
And I just needed to find out, do you have the red cups there yet?
We do.
Okay. There's been quite a bit of controversy about the red cups.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to need you to turn all of the cups inside out.
This is a prank call.
No. Why would you say that?
You can't turn a cup inside out.
No, you can. Have you tried?
I don't have time for this. I'm sorry.
It's easy. Just flip it inside out.
Okay. I've got a million things going on, so I'm going to let you go, okay?
Well, I'm giving you another thing to do, because I'm the corporate office, goddammit, and you have to do what I say. Turn your cups inside out. Now see, that's what the other girl should have said. This is a prank call, obviously. She shouldn't have sat there and tried to flip the cup around. I want to try it one more time.
Starbucks, this is Ben.
Hi, this is Gary from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, pretty good. I just needed to find out, do you have the red cups there yet?
Just the red regular?
Yeah, you know the red cups for the coffee?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, and you've started using those for the customers already?
We have.
Okay, yeah, there's been quite a bit of controversy surrounding those. You've probably heard about that.
Uh-huh, I've heard a little bit.
So is what they're going to have all of the locations do is if you could just take each one of the red cups and turn it inside out. Because they're white on the inside, if you just turn it inside out.
Okay.
And, you know, that'll take care of the problem, I think, throughout the holidays.
Okay. Just take all the red cups and turn them inside out?
Yes. Do you know how to do that? If you could just try it real quick, or I could walk you through it.
You might have to walk me through it. I'll see. Let me grab one real fast.
Just take a few and just kind of try and practice. You know, it'll be obvious once you see how to do it. Just kind of twist it the opposite way.
Twist it. Are you there?
Yeah.
So where do you start twisting from?
Oh, well, not twisting. You just kind of push on the bottom.
Uh-huh.
Or, like, if you're really good at it, like, you put the cup upside down on the counter.
Okay.
And just kind of smack it perfectly. Like, right on the top, just smack it like a hammer. And it'll just twist right in the other direction. They're very flexible. It's all in the hips.
That doesn't seem possible at all.
Did you try? Did you try smashing it, like, really fast? Just really come down on it?
That'll just smash the cup.
No, you have to hit it right in the center, you know? It'll just flip right around.
Yeah, no, that's not going to work.
We'll just... try putting your hands inside and pushing on the bottom of the cup with your thumb. With your thumbs.
All right, is this something they've tried other places?
Oh, yeah. No, every place is doing this now. We have to because of all the controversy.
All right, we'll see if we can do that. What was your name again?
This is Gary from the corporate office.
Gary, cool. All right.
And are there any customers in the store right now that have the red cups?
I mean, there's people that are sitting down at tables.
Do they have red cups?
We don't have any customers in line.
I mean, do they have any red cups in their hands?
Yeah.
Could you go out there and replace their red cups with white cups or brown or whatever you have there?
All right, cool. I'll let Dave know.
Oh, no. If you could just do that right now while I'm on the phone, you need to replace all their cups. Like, if you can figure out how to turn them inside out, you can turn them inside out while their drink's still in it, and it'll turn white.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that.
Are you really going to do it? Because you don't sound like you're going to. You can do it while I'm on the phone, real quick.
Well, the problem is I can't actually go up to the floor because I'm doing other things in the back.
Oh, no,
I can't
leave
the floor.
You can.
No, so I'm going to let Dave know.
I give you permission. Go ahead. Just do it right now.
You give me permission to leave the back?
Yeah, because I'm in the corporate office.
But I'm working on tips right now. I'm not allowed to leave the back where there's money in the back room.
Oh, no. Just put some napkins on top of it so nobody sees the money.
Okay.
Yeah, just do that right now.
Okay, you got it.
How much money is there? Nunu says I should have them write Merry Christmas on every red cup. You know, another thing I could have them do is I could just have them, like if they have a black Sharpie, just have them Sharpie the entire cup. Carbon Bra, don't compliment Nunu. That'll just encourage him. We can't have that. Come on.
calling the Sloan Starbucks. This is Jackie.
Hi, this is Kevin from the corporate office with Starbucks.
I'm sorry?
This is Kevin from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Hi, how's it going?
Pretty good. I just needed to find out, do you have the red cups there?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, and have you started using them yet? Have you been giving them to customers?
Yes.
Okay, because there's a small problem with that. There's been a bunch of controversy about the red cups.
Okay.
And we're going to have you, well, I mean, do you have Sharpies there?
Yes, we do.
Okay, we're going to need you to take a Sharpie and color all of the cups black. You just have black Sharpies?
I believe we do.
Okay, yeah, if you could just color all of the cups black, you know, just
okay.
Get rid of all the red.
All right, cool.
And can you start on one right now? We'll just see how long it takes you, so we can kind of calculate how long this is going to take tonight.
Yeah, let me do that here for you.
Okay,
yeah,
you just have to get rid of all the red. Do you have, like, thick Sharpies, or do you have, like, the little narrow tip ones?
I think we just have the arrow tip ones.
Oh.
But I know we do have a thicker black Sharpie here that we can use, too.
Oh, that's good. Don't get your face too close to it. It'll get high.
Definitely will not do that.
You don't want
that.
All
right, I'm going to do it now for you.
Okay. Oh, hot.
Are you still there?
Yes, I am. I had to mute the mic for phone for some reason.
Okay.
How's it going? Have you got half of it done yet?
Yeah, I'm halfway done with it.
Okay. And you can't see any of the red, right?
Right.
Who's laughing in the background?
Katie. Sorry, she's the shift.
She's the what? The shit?
She's the shift, yeah. She's, like, looking at me because she doesn't know what it's about. So she's, like, looking at me like I'm weird.
Oh, no, just tell her it's corporate and you have to.
All right, I'm done.
All right, with one?
Yes.
And does it look good? Or does it look kind of scribbly? Or does it look all right?
Yeah, it looks all right. There's not much red.
It's not what?
No, there's no red.
Okay, great, because we need them to be all black. So if you could just do that, with all of the cups, like before.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, before you serve anyone, you definitely have to color them all black.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and have a good shift.
Thanks, you too.
Goodbye. Oh my God. Jesus. I don't think she's going to keep doing that, is she? I mean, I guess Katie's not going to stop her, because Katie's just going to stand there and giggle at her. So we've got one Starbucks shut down right now, another one trying to turn the cups inside out. Well, no, I guess that's not really happening. And one's coloring all the cups. I'm going to save that number. I'm going to call her back in a few minutes. Let's see where she's at with the cups. Okay, everyone, this is pre-recorded RBCP, not live RBCP. And I think we're going to take a break right here for voicemails, but I forgot to mention a couple of things at the beginning of the show, because I was just so excited about Starbucks. Thing number one would be that I'm apparently a huge idiot, because remember on the last show I was complaining at Aussie Jack for sending me a list that he had already done? Well, guess what? Well, let me just read this email. It's from Aussie Jack. It says, "Hey Brad, just listening to the new show now, you already pranked that list. Did you forget that you already did two shows a couple months back now based on that list? You used the dog poo line a lot. You got heaps of answers back then. They all probably changed their numbers or something." And he tells me to get better soon. So thanks, Aussie Jack, for letting me know that I'm stupid. And I agree. And it's weird because I would think that I would remember the list, but I didn't remember any of that. None of that looked familiar to me. So it's completely my fault, and apologies to Aussie Jack. But at least I can still be pissed at Incognito, right? Actually, Incognito wrote me an email and apologized for the list, which he didn't need to do. I mean, I appreciate it, Incognito, but I was just kidding with both of you. I was just being a jerk. I don't really hate either of you for the numbers on the lists, and I had a lot of fun with both lists, so please just, you know, people who submit me things, don't take me too seriously, because I'm just a jerk all the time. But Incognito, he sent me another list to make up for the previous list, so at least I got that out of it. You know, I got another list of numbers from Incognito, but it's probably just another trick. It's probably just Incognito trying to take down the show again. The other thing that I forgot to mention is the pumpkin contest. Once again, I still haven't finished that up. I have like half of a post done on phonelosers.org, but I haven't finished it yet. But I've gotten all of the entries together for the pumpkin carving contest, and I'll have that up soon, probably this week, I would hope. Let's start the voicemails, though. Here is the first voicemail.
Well, of course, it's Corbin Guy, and I always have incredibly awesome things to say.
Sure.
Good news. I'm going to be your neighbor again.
What? We already did this. This is like the third voicemail you've told me this in, right? Or am I going crazy? Am I just forgetting to delete your voicemails?
Just in Douglas County. I'm not ready for Lynn just yet.
I don't even know where Douglas County is.
Hey, the thing about that feller who called in on your last show with the Speaker of the House joke, your A game has failed, buddy. Because I listen to the Snowplow show every time it comes out and it goes into my ears and I'm trying to like do a Coke Cup can. I don't know. What the fuck? Anyhow, buddy, Olga already told that joke. You took her joke and you just ended up repeating it.
Yeah, you dummy.
It's a failure.
I didn't even catch that, but Olga told us about that she had already told that joke.
It's such an awesome failure. Oh, I love the feeling of failure. Oh, other people's failure as it fails.
Okay, bye, Corbin Guy. Thanks for the voicemail.
Hey, Brad. I was just calling to let you know that I'm thinking about you.
Aw.
And to let you know that I'm eating my oatmeal.
That's great.
All right. I was just wondering if, you know, I hear Carlito on the show every now and then, but I never see you on Madhouse, and I'd like to see you on Madhouse more. All right, bye.
I know. I haven't done that in a long time. But Christmas is coming up. Me and Carlito always have to do a Christmas show, right? Or at least a New Year's show, so hopefully we'll be able to do that this year.
Hey, Brad, when are you going to fix the links to your 2014 shows, man?
Oops.
Just wondering, figured out chicken, Texas, cactus.
Yeah, I've kind of forgotten about fixing the links to the older shows. Really, I don't have anywhere to put them. But some people have emailed me and offered me hosting space for shows, and I haven't gotten back to them yet because I've just sucked at email the past couple months. I really need to get caught up on my emails. Apologies to anyone who has emailed me, and I haven't gotten back to you yet. I'll get them fixed eventually, though, hopefully soon.
Okay, first of all, Brad fucking Carter, you never call me for pranks anymore, and people are getting upset.
Oh, holy shit. It's
anyways,
it's Stacy, you guys.
This is Stacy. I was listening to some of our, just one of our shows, Roy and Stacy in the Morning shows, that came up on YouTube, and I have the next few days. I got half days.
Too late. This voicemail is from 13 days ago. Oops.
I'm not working as much. If you want to do some more apartment calls, I have a lot of ideas. So, how much time have I used? Oh, God.
A minute 15. God damn it.
Okay, I hope you bleep this out or whatever, but my phone number is 92.
Ah!
9. And it's Google Voice, so nobody tried to fucking bullshit with me. Anyway, don't play this on Snowplow. Bye. Call me.
Wait, well, I'm not supposed to play any of that voicemail or just the part with your phone number? Screw that. I'm playing this voicemail. I'll just bleep out your phone number. Stacy always says that I'm the one that's never available to her, but she's the one that's disappeared from the whole community. She never is on Skype anymore. I never see her on Facebook. It's all 100% her fault that we haven't done a show together. So don't blame me. Blame Stacy. It's okay. I can say these things about her because I doubt she listens to this show. I hope she comes back, though. I really enjoyed doing the morning show with her years ago. That was good times.
Hey, Arby. I've been doing a reverse prank phone calls this morning. So I've been calling numbers saying they left their note on my car with their phone number. And about 20 people have had pretty decent response. So if you want, give it a try. You're awesome, Cactus Cactus.
That's a good idea. I should try that.
Brad, Dr. Smoothrod here. So I have a serious question.
A serious question from Dr. Smoothrod. Okay.
I want to be a supporter of the show, but I don't want to sign up for Patreon because I hate monthly recurring charges and shit. So I want access to your secret shows, bro.
Well,
I want
too
to know
bad.
Are they on an RSS feed or what? But
too bad, motherfucker.
Tell me how much you want me to send as a one-time donation.
Like, $60.
I'll donate like once a year, whatever the amount would be, like Patreon-wise, like $2 a month. I'll send you $24 right
two
now.
$2 a month.
Just, you know,
whatever.
Just tell me what the amount should be, and I'll do it because I want to support your show. So hopefully you actually start making episodes more often.
It's a mere $50 a month on phoneloser.org/cactus. That's fair, right? You get 3 whole shows total for $50 a year.
And I want secret show shit and all that, and buttons and coins or whatever, so yeah, dude, just hit me up.
You want me to give you buttons and coins and everything else and secret shows for 24 a year? Yeah, right. I'm not that nice. Come on. Just enjoy the couple of shows I do for free every week. That's good enough, isn't it? And the gigantic back catalog of shows from the past, what is it, like 6 years now? You're getting plenty for free. You don't have to support the show. It's okay. Oh yeah, back catalog, I guess, you know, if you know how to download the torrent. Since my old archives are all broken still.
Brad, what's up?
I am really impressed that Google Voice translated that correctly. It just says, Brad, what's up? Good job, Google Voice.
This is Christian in Arizona.
Hey, Christian.
And I had a small question for you. You're always talking about your rules and stuff in regards to prank calls. So I'm like, okay, you know his rules. Let's go check it out. And I went ahead and checked out the rules. And I need you to tell me. I don't know if I'm just tripping balls right here or it's because I'm really drunk, but I swear that someone here, or maybe you possibly, doesn't know how to type or grammar or write or something along the lines of that. What I mean is, I'm reading here and it says, all my rules revolve trying to keep the authorities uninvolved in your prank calls. Am I a drunk retard right now, or should it say, all my rules revolve around trying to keep the
authorities? I think you're thinking too hard about this.
Authorities uninvolved. I think you missed a round in there. So if you would fix that, I would greatly appreciate
nope.
it. And keep on doing your show. I love it. Bye.
I'm going to leave it just how it is. That's the kind of quality you can expect from phoneloser.org. All right, let's get back to the live show and finish it up. I don't think there's a bunch left. I do want to just say a quick disclaimer before this first prank, and that is that I kind of feel bad about this one, even though I say I don't on the end, because the lady just kind of hangs up and leaves, and I don't get to show her that it's a prank by being crazier and weirder at her. She just kind of disappears. I guess I'm giving away stuff about the call. Anyway, here we go. Here's back to the live show. I promise I feel guilty about this one, though. I promise.
Thank you for calling Logan Starbucks. This is Cheyenne.
Hi, this is David from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Hi.
Hi. I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
Oh, and they just, probably do. Let me go check.
Yeah, and just let them know they get a free gift card if they do a quick survey with me.
Sorry, let me switch phones here.
Customer survey for corporate.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Is this a customer?
Yeah.
Oh, she seemed to know you by name. You're not an employee, are you? Like just trying to fool.
No. I just come here a lot.
Oh, I see. Okay, because she was complaining about you. Actually, said you were they have the red cups at that store, right?
Yeah.
And she said you were complaining about the red cups and saying that you know, Starbucks. You've been tweeting and stuff, just talking shit about all the red cups.
I think you have a mistake, and I have not done that.
Oh, no, she said you did. She said it was this lady over here, and she said, I want to hand you the phone, and that you've just been giving them problems about their red cups, and just, you know, joining in all the angry Christians about the red cups, and You just need to cut it out. If you're going to come in our store, just accept that the cups are red. Stop being racist. Just enjoy the coffee. It doesn't change the taste of the coffee.
Definitely not me.
No, she said it was you. Why would she hand you the phone if it wasn't you?
I don't know.
Okay, well, no, she said it was you, that you're being racist, that you don't like the cups. And there's
I don't have a problem with it.
Oh, well, why are you tweeting about it?
I would.
I'm sorry, what?
I don't know why I would have a problem with it.
She said you've been tweeting and you've been writing on things on Facebook about their store. And they're killing the Christmas spirit.
That's not what I use my Twitter or Facebook for.
No, no. She wouldn't lie about this. She's been an employee with us for quite a while now.
Okay, well, I don't understand why you think I would lie to you.
Well, I don't even know you. You're just a customer. You're just another dollar bill in the register for us.
I'm glad that's what you think of me.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude, but you're being rude toward us first. I'm going on about the red cups.
Well, do you have any proof of it? Because I would love to see all the tweets of mine.
I don't think she would lie about it.
Okay, well, until you have any proof, I don't think you can really accuse me of anything like that.
Oh, sure I can. I just did.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right, okay, motherfucker.
What's your problem?
So anyway, we're doing a customer survey today. Would you like to take a quick survey, and you'll get a free gift card for $5? Why not?
That was quite rude.
What was rude?
I don't appreciate the swear words.
Well, no, you were swearing on Twitter and on Facebook about us. So basically, I was
until
just...
Until you have any proof of that, I really don't think you can say it.
You what?
Because... I don't understand where you would have gotten any of that information.
Well, from the lady that handed you the phone. She told us. She called the corporate and said we need that girl. She's coming back in here. She's in here right now, the one I was telling you about.
Okay, well, if you have any of the tweets that you're accusing me of having, I would love to see them because I don't ever...
Well, they're on Twitter. We've seen them. She sent them to us. She sent us screenshots.
I don't believe you.
What do you mean you don't believe me? We know it's you.
Because the tweets don't exist. Where would they have come from?
They came from you. They came from your fucking Twitter account, lady.
Who are you and what's your problem?
I've already told you what my problem is. Like, what's your problem with the red cups? It's just a color. That's all it is. It's just a color.
I know it's just a color.
What's the difference, really?
I was discussing it with my sister earlier today. It doesn't make any sense why everyone is up in arms about it because it's just red.
Oh, see, you know all about it. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Actually, I saw an article on Facebook. I have not posted anything about it, but I know of it.
You probably shared the article and
I actually did not.
Oh, I bet you didn't. Like, why wouldn't you share the article if you've just been going on and on about it for days now?
Okay, well,
what's your problem with red?
You know my name or my Facebook page.
You think we're all communists because we have red cups or something?
Absolutely not.
Well, then why are you saying all that stuff about us?
I'm not.
All right.
Simple as that.
Well, you should walk the phone over to the lady that handed you the phone and ask her, like, say, hey, why'd you tell corporate that I did all this stuff if I didn't?
Well, no, I can't find her.
Where is she? Go find her. Like, look around the store. She didn't leave. See, now you're just lying again. I know she's there. Her shift doesn't end for 2 more hours.
This is Cheyenne.
Oh, hey, Cheyenne.
Hi.
What did that lady say?
She just spoke to me.
What? Speak up. I can't hear you.
Sorry?
I couldn't hear you. What was that?
Oh, she just handed the phone to me.
Oh, is she explaining about the red cup? She was telling me she had a major problem with the red cups.
I wasn't out there with her when she was on the call.
Oh, well, is she still there?
Let me go check. No, she's actually left.
Oh, well, is she out in the parking lot? Can you chase her down?
I don't see her.
Ah, darn it. Well, is there another customer I could do a survey with? Because we didn't finish the survey. She hung up, I guess. I think. I don't feel bad. Come on, I don't have feelings, but that lady just left. I wanted to cause more confusion between the two of them, and she just left before we could do anything. And she's got to realize that was a prank, right? I would think. All right, now I'm going to do Nunu's thing.
Thank you for calling Starbucks. This is Bracken.
Hi, this is Dave from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Hi, Dave.
Hi. I just needed to find out, do you have the red cups there yet?
The red paper cups.
Right.
Yes, I sure do, sir.
Okay. Yeah, we've been having kind of a problem with those. I don't know if you've read about all the controversy around the red cups.
I sure have.
Yeah, people are saying they're not Christmassy enough. So
okay.
If you could have, do you have a, like, could you just use a Sharpie and write Merry Christmas on them? On every single cup?
On every cup, Dave?
Yeah, every single one. We have to, because the Christians are just freaking out about Christmas, because they don't respect other religions. So we have to write Merry Christmas and put an American flag, maybe.
Dave, where's my corporate office at?
It's in Seattle.
Yeah, what's the address there?
I don't have to tell you.
you don't have to tell me?
Like you would know
Thank
the address.
Can I get your phone number and call you back, Dave?
Just look on your caller ID, smartass.
Hey, thanks for calling in. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Bye. Your idea didn't work, Nunu. Thanks for nothing. Fucking Nunu. He ruins everything. All his ideas are crap.
Thanks for calling Fresh Market. This is Cameron. How may I help you?
Fresh Market? Where the fuck's Starbucks?
Excuse me?
You heard me.
Yeah, dude, you can't call here talking like that.
Oh, I sure can, motherfucker. What's going to stop me?
You want to talk to our store director, bud?
Yeah, sure. Why not? What's he going to do?
Who is this?
Don't worry about it. Where's the Starbucks? This says Starbucks in the phone book, you know?
Hold on.
Fix your listings, big dummy. That doesn't sound like Christmas music. Okay, I hung up. I don't want to talk to the store director.
Hello, this is Starbucks. This is Tristan. How can I help you?
Hey, Tristan. It's Dave from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Okay, yeah. Hi, Dave. What can I do for you?
Well, I just needed to find out, do you have the red cups there?
Yes, we do.
Okay. We've been having kind of a problem with those. Have you been hearing about the controversy surrounding the cups?
I have not.
Okay. Basically, we're going to need you to write Merry Christmas on every single cup, on all of the red cups, because the Christians are freaking out that they're not Christmassy enough.
Oh, okay.
Or you can write Happy Holidays, or just anything, just on every single red cup. Just Merry Christmas, and maybe put some snowflakes or reindeers or whatever.
Okay, yeah, sure.
And we give you artistic freedom. You can do whatever you want, but we have to...
All right, as long as it's more Christmassy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's the important thing.
Okay, yeah, I will make sure we do that.
Okay, but seriously, though, this is important. Like, before you serve any more cups, just they have to say Merry Christmas on them.
Yeah, okay. I'll make sure we get that done. We'll start it right now.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Have a nice day. Have a good shift.
Yeah, you too. Have a good one. Okay,
you
bye.
You too. Okay, bye. I don't know if this is even funny. I mean, it's funny, just the idea that she's doing it, but it's not like there's a payoff for us. We don't get to see it. I should call my own Starbucks and stop by there on my way out tonight. Yeah, maybe I'll do that. Maybe that'll be my last call. Or if anyone in the chat room, are you near a Starbucks? Yeah, I know, Dr. L. I'm breaking the rules. I can't call locally. Can someone else please call my local Starbucks and just, I don't know. All right. Here, let me call this one. And then I think we're going to call up that one Starbucks, see how they're doing with coloring all the cups black.
Thank you for calling Starbucks.
Hi, this is Roy from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Hi.
Hi, I just needed to find out, do you guys have the red cups there?
cups. Yes, we do.
Okay. There's been kind of a problem with those. I don't know if you've been reading online about all the controversy surrounding the cups.
Yeah, I've heard a lot. I've had a lot of customers say things.
Yeah. Oh, really? Are they saying negative things, or are they just...
They're just asking. They're like, so is this the red cup that everyone's kind of saying a lot about? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, I don't see anything wrong with it. And I've had people who have had, you know, family members that work at Starbucks, and they think it's fine. They like the red cups. But I've had a lot of people say it's kind of funny how people are kind of getting in a tizzy over it.
Oh, yeah. Well, so nobody's been negative about it?
No negative. They just kind of think it's funny how people are kind of getting kind of all tied up over it.
I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you get the memo yet about how to respond to the negativity?
No, not, I have not. I bet my manager probably has, but she is out for the day.
Okay. Well, if anyone says anything about the cups,
yeah,
it was what you're supposed to do is look them just dead in the eye and say, fuck you.
Good.
Seriously, that's what you have to do. You have to show them who's boss.
So from corporate office, Roy from corporate office, we are supposed to say that.
Yeah. Just
okay.
Look them right in the eyes and say, fuck you.
All right, I like that.
Get the fuck out of our store.
All right, I like that.
That's what you got to do.
That sounds cool.
All right. Yep, that's all I needed to tell you, and you'll probably get the official memo tomorrow if your manager hasn't gotten it yet.
And it does say that in the memo to tell the customers that.
Yeah, yeah, fuck you. No, you can say it. You can say it right now. Say, fuck you.
So what do they say? I say to the customer?
You say, fuck you.
Okay, I will relay that to my partners and let them know.
Okay, that'd be great.
All right, awesome.
All right, have a nice day.
All right, thank you, Roy. You take care.
Uh-huh, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Call me crazy, but I don't think she's buying that one. I guess I'm going to call those girls, and this is probably a bad idea because I want to believe that these girls are sharpieing all their cups. But if I call them, they're probably going to say, oh, no, we figured out that you're full of shit and we didn't sharpie any of the cups except one. I think it's better just to not call them and just believe that it's happening. This is probably going to be a letdown.
Starbucks, hi, this is Ben.
Hi, this is Gary from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
And I just needed to find out, how is are they changing all the cups to black there?
I just want to make sure. This is a legit thing, because if this is a prank call, it's not funny. It's actually really annoying.
What? No, I'm not. This isn't a prank call. I'm calling from the corporate office in Seattle.
Okay, so you legitimately want us to take hours out of our day and off of our floor to color cups black with markers?
Yeah, because there's a lot of controversy surrounding the cups, so we have to get that done.
Okay, I mean, yeah, we'll work on it, but I can't guarantee you any time limit. I mean, we're short-handed as it is here. We can't take everyone off the floor to work on that.
Well, no, if they could just kind of color them as they're giving them out or something.
Okay.
How many have you done so far?
I don't know, a couple.
Just a couple?
Yes, so again, we're short-staffed and very busy here. I can't give you any kind of a time frame.
Well, they're just going to have to wait in line. We can't be giving out red cups.
Okay, so you want to tell my customers to wait in line because we can't hand out cups.
Right, yeah, because they're going to freak out over the red cups. We've had a lot of problems with this. Until we can send out replacement cups.
Fantastic. I'll just let them know to give Gary at the corporate office a call with any problems then.
Okay, well, you don't need to be such a smartass, sir. I'm just telling you what the corporate policy is.
Is there anything else you need to tell me?
No, that's all. Ugh, that was rude. I think he said a couple got you know, colored, so I think by that he means probably they did dozens of them. That's it. He did dozens. I'm sure of it. Okay, so I'm just about to quit. I'll do like a couple more before I get out of here.
Starbucks, this is Pam.
Hi, Pam. This is Roy from the corporate office.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. I just needed to find out if you guys are serving the red cups there yet.
Yes, we are.
Okay. There's been kind of some controversy surrounding the cups. I don't know if you've heard about that yet.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Have the customers given you any problems about those yet?
No, not at all.
Okay. Yeah, we're just going to take some proactive steps for customers like that. And you have Sharpies there, right, to write on the cups with?
Yes, we do.
If you could just write on every single cup, just write Merry fucking Christmas.
I would love to.
No, seriously, that's what we need you to write on the cups, because we want to, you know, we want to accommodate them, but we also want to let them know that it's bullshit.
Okay.
So just write on every single cup, Merry fucking Christmas.
Okay.
If you could just write that, like, beforehand, like right now on a bunch of cups. You know, get them all.
I can't do that. I'm sorry.
Come on. This is corporate office. You have to do this.
No.
Why not?
Because it's inappropriate.
I know it's inappropriate, but it's inappropriate for them to be such assholes about, you know, our red cups. There's nothing wrong with our cups.
Yes, that's true, but that's not something I'm willing to do.
Well, if you don't do it, you're fired.
Okay.
Get the fuck out.
Okay.
Clock out right now and get the fuck out. Don't ever come back. In fact, you're banned from every Starbucks forever. I think she hung up. Ma'am? Yeah, she's gone. That's going to be the end of today's show. Thanks for listening, everyone. You know, if I had more time, I would get on Starbucks' Facebook page and get the phone numbers of customers who are complaining, you know, posting things to their Facebook page about the red cups. That could be amusing. Maybe if another prank call host out there from Prank Call Nation has time for that, they could do that. Because, I don't know, I'll probably just not do it at all this week. Or I'll try it and I won't get through to anyone. I still don't understand the controversy, though, because that one guy that I talked to, the guy with the accent, he said that they had Christmas music playing in the store and that they had some sort of holiday-themed display. So what's the problem? It's all Christmassy, right? I don't get it. As always, thank you to everyone in the chat room who fed me ideas throughout all of those calls. Most of the stuff I did on today's show was not my own ideas, it was just me taking ideas from the chat room. So thank you, chat room, for making this show sort of amusing. If you'd like to be notified of live shows before they happen, or at least as they happen, you should follow the Phone Losers on Twitter at twitter.com/phonelosers. I don't always announce shows there, but I have the last two times I've done a show. You can also go to mixler.com/prankcallnation and just follow the Mixler and set up notifications on there, and you can be notified of live shows every day of the week by other Prank Call Nation hosts. Be sure if you go to Starbucks this week, you yell at employees about the red cups. After they give you their coffee, just look at it and say, "What the fuck is this?" and pour it in their face and storm out of there. You know, we don't deserve this. This is bullshit. We shouldn't have to put up with this kind of anti-American stuff at our local Starbucks. So we need to all fight back against Starbucks. We're all in this together, everyone. Please go set fire to your local Starbucks tonight. It's gotta happen. It's the only way they're gonna learn. You know, it's gonna be kind of interesting to see how they respond to this next year. Like, they'll probably just go back to the Christmas cups because they're afraid of people freaking out about it again. Thanks for listening, everyone. I will see you next time. I'm going to end the show with a song by Reefer Badness, who was in the chat room today for today's live show. This is the Go Cup song, which seems very appropriate since today's show was all about cups. You can tell Andy to suck a dick. I don't care about Andy. You let Andy know I said that, too.
Whoa, whoa.
What, are you having a heart attack? What's going on?
No, I don't go to the Go Cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the Go Cups out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
I'm a diabetic and I drink water. I don't have a cup. Bottled water is what I do.
Well, you can't throw the bottles out the window.
I don't throw the bottles, no. I don't go to the Go Cup places and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the Go Cups out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
Do you know who lives next to me? Andy Anderson.
Oh, shit.
He just retired as the deputy chief of police for the city of Phoenix. I'm going to give him this phone number and ask. I think you have ADD.
No, I don't drink coffee. I don't even have a cup. I drink bottled water, so you need to back your facts up. I'm a diabetic, need to watch my sugar count. Coffee's not a beverage I drink when I'm driving about. I never drop litter in my whole damn life. If you see me sat in Starbucks, I'm just here to use the Wi-Fi. I didn't see no secret camera hidden in the cacti. Andy Anderson is gonna fuck you up, wise guy. I don't drink coffee, it's not my drink of choice. I order spring water when I'm drinking with the boys. Caffeine is mean to me, there's nothing to enjoy.
What did you say your name was again? Roy?
I'm recording this call on my answering machine. I assure you that it's working though you didn't hear a beep. I'm gonna take this tape and fucking march it down the street. Knock on Andy's door and get a hair by the chief of Phoenix, please.
No, I don't go to the Go Cup places and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the Go Cup. them out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
I'm a diabetic and I drink water. I don't have a cup. Bottled water is what I do.
You can't throw the bottles out the window.
I don't throw the bottle, no. I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cups out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
No, I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cups out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
I'm a diabetic, and I drink water. I don't have a cup. Bottled water is what I do.
Well, you can't throw the bottles out the window.
I don't throw the bottle, no. I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cups out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
Do you know who lives next to me? Andy Anderson.
Oh, shit.
He just retired as the deputy chief of police for the city of Phoenix. I'm going to give him this phone number and ask. I think you have ADD.
I bet you're the most annoying neighbor ever, like every little thing that happens to you. I'm going to get the deputy. He lives next door to me. We're good friends.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
No, I don't go to the local places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't have the go-cups at the window, because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
I'm a diabetic and I drink water.
Fuck yeah!
We've got our cacti on you. That's our new slogan.
Oh, go to hell.